From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. When President Trump returned to the U.S. from attending Bastille Day ceremonies in Paris, there was news of another participant in a meeting with Mr. Trump's son, Donald Jr., members of the Trump presidential campaign, and a Russian lawyer. Russian-American lobbyist Rinat Akhmetshin says he was in the meeting and spoke with AP reporter Desmond Butler.
We reached Mr. Akhmetshin today. He's on holiday in France. We spoke at length about his involvement in the meeting. He told us some interesting things, including the fact that the lawyer was working from a document that was left behind for the Trump people that purportedly had details about illicit money that they thought made its way to the Democratic National Committee.
Donald Trump Jr. said he had been promised some incriminating information about Mr. Trump's presidential opponent, Hillary Clinton, during the meeting with the Russian lawyer. The top Islamic State official in Afghanistan, Abu Sayyid, has been killed in a U.S. airstrike. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis called the strike a sign U.S. efforts to counter IS in Afghanistan are going, in his words, in the right direction. U.S. Justice Department wants the High Court to block a federal judge's ruling that exempted grandparents of people living in the U.S. from President Trump's travel ban. The Supreme Court ruled in late June Mr. Trump's travel ban could be partially implemented ahead of the court's full hearing on the order later in the year. This is VOA News. Turkey marks the one-year anniversary today of a defeated military coup. Since then, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has dismissed at least 100,000 civil servants he has characterized as supporters of the aborted coup. The government has arrested another 50,000. Turkish officials have declared July 15 a national holiday of democracy and unity. UN Human Rights Office has condemned the repressive and often deadly tactics employed by Venezuelan government security forces against peaceful protesters. We get that story now from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
The United Nations says some 90 people have died and more than 1,500 others injured while protesting the continued rule of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. The UN Human Rights Office is concerned that plans by opposition groups to hold a public hearing Sunday on Maduro's intention to rewrite the Constitution could turn violent. Human Rights Office spokeswoman Liz Throssell is urging the government to make sure security personnel do not use excessive force.
We're very concerned that more than 450 civilians have reportedly been brought before military tribunals.
Throssell says civilians accused of a crime or an illegal act should appear before a civilian court, and all those who have been arbitrarily detained should be released. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has told American governors that barriers to trade between the two countries do not help working families but will kill growth. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence introduced Mr. Trudeau to the governors.
President Trump recognized that every trade relationship can improve, and as the Prime Minister knows, we're looking forward to bringing NAFTA into the future in a way that will equally benefit both our countries.
And then Prime Minister Trudeau spoke about the U.S.-Canadian relationship.
Canada is the U.S.'s biggest, best customer by far. We're a bigger customer than China by roughly $152 billion, bigger than Japan or the U.K. No one else even comes close. In fact, Canada buys more from the U.S. than China, Japan, and the U.K. combined.
Vice President Pence said the U.S. trade deals are all being updated for the better, he says, for the U.S. and all of its trading partners. Officials in the U.S. state of Hawaii say a fire in a high-rise building has killed at least three people in Honolulu. That fire started on the 26th floor, later spread to the 25th to the 28th floors. An evacuation team escorted residents out of the building as the fire engulfed the upper floors.
That's the latest world news from VOA.